You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 10, Oscar Recap. Hey, we're 10 episodes into this here, so this week it's all Oscar coverage. Yes, I know that last week was the Oscars, but I'm recording my thoughts, the winners, the losers, the awkwards, everything here. So bear with me. We'll be back next week with an all non-Oscar episode of Banal Leakage. So the Oscar broadcast was last Sunday, March 2nd. The broadcast started at 6:30 Mountain Standard Time and went just past 10 p.m. So about three and a half hours, a little more than 3.5 hours. A lot of people thought it was long, but for me, being the Oscar nut I am, it's worth every minute. And without wasting any more time, let's start the news. The winners. Okay, let's let me go down this. I've got quite a bit to cover here. So let's start with Ellen DeGeneres as the host this year. She had hosted before. I believe it was seven years ago. I thought she was great. Her jokes were funny. Her monologue, she killed the monologue. It was awesome. And the selfie with Bradley Cooper and Angelina Jolie and Kevin Spacey photobombing in the back. And then the whole pizza ordering bit, I thought were great. The pizza thing did go on a little longer than I thought, but I mean, that was my only complaint about it. I actually thought it was kind of cool. She a great host. You know, I mean, this is not to take away from previous year's host, but you know, she did well, and I really give props to her. So. The biggest award of the night, Best Picture, went to 12 Years a Slave. I haven't seen the movie yet, but I understand it's very good and very well done. So, well, in my opinion, a well-deserved win for 12 Years a Slave for Best Picture. Gravity was the biggest winner of the night. They walked away with 7 Oscars, including Best Director for Alfonso Cuarón. Probably butchering his name slightly, but that's the Americanized pronunciation of his Mexican heritage name. I was surprised at how many Oscars they did take. You know, that Gravity won. I've not seen Gravity yet either, but everyone says I should have seen it on the big screen. So I'm just gonna have to settle for the big screen downstairs in my living room. My favorite category every year of the Oscars is Original Screenplay. This year, the award went to Spike Jonze for his screenplay for the movie Her. I'll touch on that in a little bit here. So, but very happy that he won. Other than Gravity, there was no sweeps for any other movie. The winners were pretty spread out. Even a movie like The Great Gatsby, which critics tore apart and didn't do well at the box office, took home 2 Oscars for costume design and production design. So each year I do my picks. I print out a list. I'm pretty dedicated to this. I print out a list of all the 24 categories that are given out during the broadcast, and I make my picks. My picks are based on who I think will win and who I want to win. And usually how it goes is the top categories, you know, best picture, best director, best actor, best actress, best supporting actress, and best supporting actor are the ones who I think will win. There's a lot of times I really hope that the one who I think will win is also the one I want to win. So this year, top best actor went to Matthew McConaughey for the movie Dallas Buyers Club. Jared Leto won best supporting actor for the same movie. Lupita Nyong for best actress in 12 Years a Slave. Cate Blanchett got best Lupita Nyong for Best Supporting Actress in 12 Years a Slave. Cate Blanchett won for Best Actress in Blue Jasmine, the Woody Allen movie. So, Frozen, the Disney animated movie from last year, the song Let It Go won Best Song over U2's Ordinary Love from the Mandela movie. Going back to my picks here, I got 14 out of 24 right this year. My best is 16 out of 24 a couple of years ago. I could do a lot better on my picks if I actually go to see the Oscar shorts, both animated and live shorts, and the documentaries before Oscar night. That's usually where I have my picks are off. If I would have went with who I wanted to win, I would have got four more picks correct. For example, I picked American Hustle over Her in a Best Original Screenplay. For some reason, I thought that the Oscar voters would pick that movie over Her. You know, I really did want Spike Jonze to win, so I was, like I said earlier, I was very happy to see him win that category. And I was okay that I got that category wrong in my picks, but based on the Golden Globes and what happened with American Hustle there, I thought maybe the Oscars, which in most years usually mirror the Golden Globe picks, but I'm glad that I was wrong in my pick on that. The shutouts. Who didn't win Oscars this year? American Hustle, which had been nominated for 10 Oscars, went home empty-handed. Wolf of Wall Street was nominated for 5, no Oscars. Philomena, no Oscars. Nebraska, no Oscars. And Captain Phillips, which actually I like that movie a lot, went home empty-handed this year. Multiple nominee movies, didn't take home a single Academy Award. The second Hobbit movie that was nominated for a few Oscars, didn't win any. U2 was a favorite, in my opinion, to win the best song. I think that's mixed. I think the Let It Go from Frozen was also another favorite, but U2 lost to that song. Leonardo DiCaprio went home empty-handed again. So I think that... I think it's been 5 times he's been nominated and hasn't won. So, his day will come. But for now, he's graceful when he loses. He sat there and took it all in stride. So I'm, nothing against his acting. He was great in Wolf of Wall Street. So obviously, I think he's going to win at some point here. So, and the awkward moments of the award show. All I have to do is say Adele Dazeem, which in my opinion was the biggest flub of the night, thanks to John Travolta's mispronunciation of Idina Menzel's name as the actor was introducing her before she sang Let It Go from the movie Frozen. Again, Let It Go was pretty popular. So Slate.com had a name generator to Travoltize your name. Mine is Moray Magnus. Sounds important, even if it's flubbed. So I love it. Kim Novak came out with Matthew McConaughey and to present, shocked viewers with her botched plastic surgery. Not kind to us viewers, obviously. She's 81. She doesn't look it, but she doesn't look good either. So, I felt bad in some ways. Liza Minnelli, Ellen called her a drag queen. She's sitting in the audience, and Ellen passed by her several times. And I don't know if Ellen, I think she was joking, but obviously Liza didn't take it well. Kind of had a grumpy look on her face for the rest of the night. So, such as... Oscars Online is a mixed bag. So the previous 2 years, the official Oscar site had a great iPad app that had multiple live cameras that they would show, the red carpet leading up to the actual event, news stories, and all sorts of great Oscar coverage. This year, there was some they made some attempt to broadcast the show online, but it wasn't the full broadcast. No new version of the iPad app, which I was sad about. And so unless you DVR'd it, the show is not available in, you know, in its entirety on demand anywhere online. You know, unless you go outside the official broadcast of the website's torrent. It's 2014, you know, these things should be on available for download, even, you know, even if they wanted to include all the ads and sponsor and everything. It'd be good for, you know, to have it for later viewing for those that missed the show. And for those of us that watch the show from start to finish again, yes, that would be me. This week's shameless plug, go see the Lego Movie. I've seen it twice now and I love it. It is awesome. Everything is awesome. Yes, I know. I'm a 50-year-old male and still a Lego fan. So, you know, it could very well win an Oscar or two next year, and you can say that you saw an Oscar-winning animated movie, just like those that went and saw Frozen this year would say that they can saw an animated Oscar film. But the Lego Movie makes it extra special, especially if you're a Lego fan like myself. Top 10 reasons to listen to this podcast? Yeah, just listen. That's all you need to know. Thanks for listening. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.